Hi everybody, it's Pete Chianca here at the Victorian Fair in downtown Melrose. It is as crowded as ever. I'm here with Matt Reed, our multimedia director for the Melrose Free Press. How are you enjoying the day so far, Matt?
It's a great fair as always. We love coming every year.
Obviously this is audio, so you can't see the hundreds of people and dogs and middle school dancers and strollers coming down the street, but we are here representing the Melrose Free Press and getting everybody's signature on our signature page, and also taking our picture where we put people actually into the front page, which you, if you are listening to this online, you could probably see those pictures surrounding this podcast. It's a terrific event. I've been coming to this since I was thinking about it today. I think since about 1995 was my first one representing the Free Press here, and it hasn't changed a bit. How long have you been coming to these?
This has got to be my fifth or sixth, I think. They all sort of blend together, but I've been not quite as long, but I've been here for a while, and yeah, it's a great event every year. It seems like there's more and more people every year, and yeah, it's a great event.
And it's just so much fun to see the kids who've come, and they've grown up going, and now they're bringing their kids. It's really become one of those generational events. And I'm not sure, you know, you might know better than me when the first one was. I know it's going back a long ways. You know, so if I've been coming since 95.
38th
annual, all right. So we got a big, we should probably start planning for the 40th.
Absolutely.
That's going to be
a huge event.
Some big anniversary. All right, we're going to say hello to Connor Powersmith, who, as you know, is the multimedia journalist covering Melrose for the Free Press. Connor, this is your first Victorian Fair, is that right?
It is, yeah. It just started at the Free Press this time last year, and I wasn't able to make it, but I'm glad I was this year.
It's a great opportunity, I found, to really talk to just the everyday folks who are out there, you know, sort of making the city run. When you're covering a city for a newspaper, you tend to deal with a lot of the, you know, the movers and shakers, which is great, but you don't always get a chance to interact with just the regular people who are your audience.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that's absolutely the experience I've had. Just having people walk by, some of them stopping, some of them just smiling, some of them grimacing, you know, all kinds of reactions. But it's great to sort of exchange a couple of words with our readers and really be able to talk face to face.
Yeah, it's always my concern that this will turn into the complaint department and say, here's our chance. But that very rarely happens. It's great to hear people, you know, who are happy with what we're doing, who give us tips. Uh-huh. You know, we get some great story ideas just from people walking by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you out there missed this year's Victorian Fair, put it on your calendar for next year and the following year, the 40th anniversary, as we just established by doing some quick math. And stay tuned. We're going to be talking with some folks around and about the fair.
So I'm here with Jen McAllister from The Bridge. She's always been a wonderful supporter of the Free Press, so we appreciate that. And what's your favorite part of the fair?
Well, I love the fair because I get to interact with lots of parents and community members that are interested in volunteering in the Melrose Public Schools. I have a great opportunity to, you know, update parents if whether or not they need a Cori, or interact with prospective volunteers. I just talked to a retired nurse who's interested in maybe helping screen for vision and hearing. So I'm really excited. It's a great day for me to connect with the community.
Great. And I just saw, while I was waiting, I saw you were talking to someone about the Trivia Bee. You know, you guys do so many great events in the year. So what sort of things do you have coming up?
So right now we're kind of in the process of gearing up and registering volunteers. So we'll be at all of the schools for the open house nights, taking queries, encouraging people to register. In March, we have March 23rd, 2019, we have our annual Trivia Bee. It's always a great night. And then we have Community Reading Day. That's held sometime in March, but I haven't set the date, usually the last week in February, the first week in March. That's another great day.
Great. And if people want to know more about The Bridge, where can they go?
They can go to the Melrose Public Schools website. If you go under Students and Families, you'll see The Bridge as a link.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Great. Thanks.
I'm here with Board of Aldermen member Peter Mortimer, always been another good friend of the Free Press, and he's here with the Melrose Rotary Club booth, but he does quite a few things in the city. So Peter, what's your favorite part of the fair?
Today I'm with the Rotary, and we are working to eradicate polio. That's today's project, although we have many other projects where we fight against cleft palate in South America. We have a worldwide clean water program where we help people who live in areas where there's no clean water get portable filtration systems. And we also have a lot of local scholarships and local projects right here in Melrose that we support as well.
And you know, you have a pretty central booth as you, you know, watch all the people pass by. What's it like to see so many different community groups come together for one event?
It's wonderful. Most of the time it's been good weather as we've had today. It's wonderful. It's just such a great anchoring community event where people in Melrose can come together, help each other out, get to know one another, and keep our sense of community going strong.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Peter. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Matt. Great to see you as always.
Can you all state your names?
Elaine.
Michael.
Mary Beth.
And how's the day going for you guys so far?
It's going great. We're here with MMTV, and Mike is our cameraman, and I'm doing some interviews. We're talking to a lot of the community people around up and down the street who have booths, and it's great. It's a great day.
It is. It's amazing. Like I was saying to Matt earlier, I've been coming to these, I think, since 1995. I had to do the math to try to figure, and it never fails that they get the great crowd, you know, again and again, year after year, and it's just so fun to see the people coming out.
Yeah,
that's right. We were talking earlier about how the weather really cooperated this year, too. And
absolutely.
I can't remember seeing this many people here in the last few years. It's just such an amazing turnout.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a big change from 2 days ago.
Exactly.
When we were all sweating. I wouldn't have wanted it that day, but this is perfect.
This is great, and the Free Press always does a great job with the pre-fair coverage. I thank you very much.
Oh,
I downloaded the list of booths into my phone, so I'd know where we were going to go and find people.
Mary Beth and I are on the advisory board for the Melrose Free Press. We go to meetings and see Matt and Connor.
Oh,
and
we appreciate you coming out.
Also, I'm here to represent the Friends of Melrose Drama, which I have to get down to that booth.
Oh, excellent.
So everybody support drama in Melrose.
That's right. Yeah. Support the arts. You can't say that enough.
Yeah, we have a great, there's so many great community participants here today, and it's really a wonderful way to showcase them, as well as our local businesses that are so supportive of all the nonprofits in town. So, here's to the chamber and all their efforts.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.